This year's commemoration of Nelson Mandela International Day comes as the globally revered Madiba remains in hospital. At this difficult time, our thoughts are with Mr. Mandela, his family, and all the people of South Africa. We are united in concern. We are also joined in admiration for a towering figure in the worldwide fight for equality and justice, a model of compassion and integrity, a man who took on and then gracefully relinquished the responsibility of power. Let me extend a warm welcome to the special guests who have joined us for this year's celebration of Nelson Mandela International Day, marking the 95th birthday of a global hero and icon of justice and equality. President Clinton, your tenure in office coincided with South Africa's dramatic democratic transformation. Thank you for the important support you provided during the final years of the struggle.
Mr. Secretary General, thank you for the support you have given to Nelson Mandela and to the movement for freedom and to end apartheid in South Africa and its manifestations throughout the world. Over the years, I have given a lot of thought to why he has had such a unique impact, apart from the power of his personal sacrifice. This is what I think it comes down to. Mandela's 95 years teach us three lessons. First, you can't free anybody else, and you can't serve anybody else unless first you free yourself from bitterness and hatred and resentment and the paralysis they bring. So, first we must free ourselves. Then we must free and empower others. Then we must serve as a way of life, not as a route to office. Those are the lessons that every person on earth can learn, embrace, and live by.
Mr. Mulageni, it is an honor to host you at the United Nations headquarters. Like Nelson Mandela, you spoke out against the exploitation of human beings based on the color of their skin. Like him, you went to prison for seeking only to uphold the universal principle of equal rights. And like him, you ultimately turned many years of hardship into progress, emerging from jail with a spirit of reconciliation and pursuing a life of service to your people and country. Thank you for traveling so far to be with us today.
Thank you. I've always found it very difficult to speak of a great man such as President Bill Clinton. It's not easy for me. It's better if I had spoken before him, but to speak after him, it's very, very difficult. Nevertheless, I have a mission to carry out. Today, the world celebrates Mandela's birthday. It is a celebration that the human values that Mandela's life has come to be categorized, namely nonviolence, peace, righteousness, truth, and love for his fellow men. Today we celebrate 95 years of selflessness and service to mankind. His first words after 27 years in apartheid prisons still resonate strongly with his life, and I quote, "I stand here before you not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people." Cheers. Your tireless and heroic sacrifices have made possible for me to be here today. I therefore place the remaining years of my life in your hands. Those were the words of Nelson Mandela.
Reverend Jess Jackson, your activism over the years for civil rights, alongside with Dr. King, for the abolition of apartheid and for social justice across the world, has resonated deeply at the United Nations.
Let me simply say that the world will little note, long remember what we say here today. We'll never forget the living witness of Nelson Mandela. Because of Madiba, standing on his shoulders, we are a bit taller. Sharing his vision, we see a bit further. Because of his sacrifice, we work more diligently, we are made better. He is a giant among men. He stands among those towering figures of the human spirit, Dr. Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, Fannie Lou Hamer. We don't know how long he will be able to labor among us, but Shakespeare said it best, "And when he shall die, take him and cut him into little stars. He make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will fall in love with night and pay no worship to the garish sun." Thank you.